At Phoenix Cat Cafe, cats find their way into the cafe through formal organizations and through informal community networks.
So a couple of different, and I feel like it's kind of evolved over the past couple of years too. We really don't take a lot of owner surrenders just because we've kind of learned the hard way that those cats usually don't do well in these type of situations. They've never been around a lot of other cats. So most of our cats are actually outdoor strays. Some of them are our feral friends. Mm-hmm. But I have one of my board members, I swear she like puts like a bulletin board in her front yard or something because she's brought me like half the cats. And then recently in the past, probably like 4 or 5 months, I connected with Yuma Humane Society and they come up every week and they're distributing animals somewhere. So we've taken in 7 cats from them so far, and then I'm taking 3 more in on Thursday. We've taken a couple from Arizona Humane Society. I will say some of the organizations like that are a little bit difficult though, because they also can't really tell us they get along with other cats because they don't really do community cat rooms. So they're like, well, they might. Yuma does have a community cat room, so they are pretty good at gauging if they'll actually work here. But yeah, for the most part, right now I have 2 from a hoarding situation. One, an owner passed away, Blanche, the 15-year-old. And I think everybody else was an outdoor cat. Yeah, because even the kittens, they were from trapping.